Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this, again, an opportunity to share your word. It's always an honor. And Lord, I know it's an opportunity to share to each and every one that's here today. I know that you want to speak to them because of this message you've laid in my heart. And I pray, Father, that you'll prepare their hearts and their minds to receive it, that it will help them in their life and in their walk with you from this day forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You need to go to 2 Chronicles, page 514, if you're using the Bible in the pew. We are going to look at each of those verses because it's a prayer. The battle is the Lord's, it's not yours. The battle you're facing isn't yours, it's God's. If you're a child of God today, and I trust and hope that you are, you can certainly be assured that Satan will rage against you. He will try to do everything he can to discourage you from following the Lord. Chapter 20 of 2 Chronicles. What a name to give to somebody, Jehoshaphat. There are not many people give their kids names like that anymore, do they? I don't know of any. Do you know of any? Anybody know anybody that's name's Jehoshaphat? Wow. No trouble spelling that. Jehoshaphat. I guess it wouldn't be that bad, but who would want a name like that? Well, there's a battle, and they're gathering to fight against Jehoshaphat and Israel. And Jehoshaphat stands in the congregation of Judah in Jerusalem, in the house of the Lord, in the temple. And verse 6, and he said, O Lord God, this is a prayer. I want you to follow it with me because this is excellent. What a wonderful prayer. Jehoshaphat could have been a history teacher, because he sure did know his history. He knew all about his fathers and his and the Israelites. He knew all about them. Because listen to his prayer. And he said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Wow. What a prayer of faith. None is able to withstand thee. Art not thou our God who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel and gavest it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend forever? And they dwelt therein and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil cometh upon us as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, that we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade, when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say how they reward us to come and cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, will thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do. You ever been there? Sound familiar? Neither know we what to do. But our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, son of Benaiah, son of Jeriah, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, there's a word that looks familiar, you'll find that in the Psalms, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. In other words, the Holy Spirit came upon him, and he began to prophesy. He began to tell the children of Israel what the Lord wanted to tell them. And he said, and this is what he said, verse 15, hearken ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Ooh, glory. It's not yours. It's God's battle. What battle are you in today? What's the battle in your life today? We still go through battles. Children of Israel went through them and through the whole time in their wilderness, but we also go through them. The prophet Isaiah warned of satanic forces. Who have you reproached and blasphemed? And against whom have you exalted your voice, even against the Holy One of Israel? You see, God told his people, and he's telling us, the battle is not against you. It is Satan's rage against me, against the Lord who abides in you. Isaiah 37 and 28. God said to Satan, I know where you abide and where you come and go and your rage against me. So I ask you today, where is your battle? Is your battle today in your marriage? Is there some marriage problems? Is you have some difficulties you need to get through? You need to work through? Is it your business or your job, your place of employment? Is your battle there? Is it among those that you work with that are heathens and don't know the Lord? And you can't stand, they're cussing every day because they don't know the Lord, and so you have to put up with this every day. Is that where your battle is today? Is it with those that you work with? Is that your battle? Is finances your battle? Some have trouble with finances throughout their entire life. Isaiah spoke of it, putting money into a bag with holes in it. That's how Isaiah the prophet spoke about finances. Do you find that when you bring your money home, that all of a sudden it just, phew, you just can't figure out where it all goes? You're having trouble with finances? Is that your battle? How about your health? Is the battle with health today? Do you struggle with emotional problems? Do you struggle with depression? Do you struggle with loneliness? Is your battle emotional? Is that your battle? We all face battles. Every one of us here face battles. But I'm here to tell you that the battle is the Lord's, not yours. Don't you forget this prayer. You need to mark this. You need to put a marker right here in this place. And you need to pray that prayer that Jehoshaphat prayed. That's a tremendous prayer. There's nothing too hard for you, Lord. Power and might are in your hands. Nothing's too hard for you. You could just put your own words there in some of those places and make that your prayer. I have marked that, and I have had it marked ever since I seen it and read it. What a powerful portion of Scripture. Where is your battle? Does your battle get more intense day after day? You have a heart for Jesus. You're here today because I know you love him. That's why you're here. And you have a desire to be with him and to follow him. And I can tell you that you will face the rages of hell. But I can tell you it's still not your battle. You could end your battle very quickly if you simply chose by quitting, by just simply quitting. And many do. Many give up. Oh, what's the use of fighting? Why not just give in? And if you'll notice, those heathen people that you know, it seems like they have no problems because they don't know the Lord and they have given up. In many areas of their life, they've given up. They're quitters. And so it looks like they don't have any problems. Their biggest problem will be faced when they draw their last breath. That's where they'll face their biggest problem. But it seems like they have no problems. Are you giving in to your fears and your doubts? Wasn't that what the Lord was testing his people in the wilderness? Our Sunday school lesson was about the children of Israel giving in to their fears and their doubts. They had lots of doubts. We heard that in the lesson today. They accused Moses and Aaron of bringing us out into the wilderness to die. We had it better in Egypt. Oh, how quickly they forgot the pain and anguish and affliction they suffered in Egypt. How quickly they forgot when their bellies started to get empty. They quickly forgot all that anguish in Egypt. Would to God they said that we would be sitting by the flesh pots. At least there we had bread enough. How quickly they forgot that the Lord piled the Red Sea up as high as a skyscraper and they walked across on dry ground. How quickly they forgot. Lest we criticize them, we are pretty much like they are. How quickly does God do things in our life and we quickly forget about it? How about the times God has intervened in your life and helped you and did things for you, and the next week you're faced with something new and you're already grumbling and complaining, Lord, why am I in this mess? I didn't do anything to hurt you. Hello? We're quick to criticize the children of Israel. Are we as quick to criticize ourselves? I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry. I know you're able. I know you're more than able to take care of me. Why should I worry? Why should I fret about tomorrow? Because I know that you hold tomorrow in your hands. The battle is the Lord's, but we have a part in that battle. Our part is to trust and believe, even in the face of hopelessness, even when it seems to be impossible. We must trust and believe. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, that my way is hid from the Lord? My judgment is passed over from my God. The prophet Isaiah said in chapter 40 and verse 27. You see, faith demands that I turn all of my problems, all of my critical situations, all of my fears, all of my anxieties into the hand of the Lord. When I know I've done all that I can do, I know that the battle is beyond my power, and I must turn it all over into his hands, into his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. I whistled that this week for the kids on the bus, and they joined right in with me. I said, I'll whistle this tune and see if you'll know what it is. And pretty soon, with about a couple whistles, they were already singing. He's got the whole world in his hands. Yes, he does. We forget about that. He's got the whole world in his hands. 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 We must truly believe that the Lord will act. He is capable of bringing us through the floods and the fires, and some of you here know what that's like. We know that Don has been through a fire and lost everything in the fire. It's those times you realize what's important in life. When you have one another. We have us. We have us. That's all that was left. That's all that matters. Setting our priorities where they belong. He'll take you through the floods and the fires. He'll put to chase your spiritual enemy. This is God's word concerning what he will do. Because of your rage against me, and it has come into my ears, therefore I will put a hook in your nose, he's talking about Satan, and my bridle in your lips, and I will turn you back the way in which you came, Isaiah 37:29. This is what the Lord will do with your enemy, with the devil. It's the Lord's battle, not yours. You need to hold fast to your faith. Faithful. Isn't that what the song we sang when we were standing? Faithful. You need to trust in him. You need to rest in his promises. Reject all the lies of the devil that come at you in your mind. The devil will come into your mind. He will attack your mind. He'll tell you things to to discourage you, to upset you. He will tell you these things. But let the Holy Spirit, what's within you, bring him to his place. He will be brought to an expected end. God will move heaven and earth to deliver you, and he will make a way. And the way out is to trust, trust, trust. He makes wars to cease, Psalms 46 and 9. Psalms 46 and 9. He maketh wars to cease under the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen, and I will be exalted in the earth. It reminds me of when Jehoshaphat was praying, and he was reminded of the fact that God would not let them invade these people when they were going through their land. He told them to avoid them. But you know what? God makes no mistakes. He was preserving them to the very day that Jehoshaphat had prayed that prayer. And so I need to go back to Chronicles. I'm going to finish up here and see. We got to see the end. See what happened. This is the prayer he prayed, and we'll see what happened. Oh, let me see. And the Levites, verse 19, of the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. They rose up early in the morning and went forth to the wilderness. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, and so shall you prosper." And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." And when they began to sing and to praise the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. And the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. When Judah came toward the watchtower and the word, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, there were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil, they found among them in abundance both riches and with the dead bodies precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. Did you hear those words? It's God's battle, not yours. What a precious, precious portion of scripture. Whoo, my. This time we'll go to the Lord in prayer. I thought this would be a good time to go to him in prayer. What is your battle today? We give you an opportunity to come and stand, to be anointed, and to pray with you. We don't ever mention about things that you're going through unless you want us to, but normally we don't. We just pray with you, anoint you, and pray with you. What is your battle today? What is it that you're in the midst of? I know that some of you are in the battle because the Lord laid this message on my heart. You don't make any mistakes. He's always right on time, always right on time. What is your battle? Emotional, physical? What is it today? As they play and sing this, come and stand. We'll anoint you and we'll pray with you.